You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. After an unprecedented few months of disasters, including hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, lots of folks are thinking a lot harder about climate change. Recent studies project that some 13 million coastal Americans are likely to be displaced by sea level rise by the end of this century. Florida is particularly vulnerable because it is a peninsula. One community, Satellite Beach, is taking the, and it's a surprise to say this, but the unusual step of planning ahead. Amy Green of WMFE in Central Florida reports.
Satellite Beach is a quiet community of some 10,000, established by rocket scientists a half century ago near Kennedy Space Center. It's situated on a barrier island between the Atlantic Ocean and a 156-mile Indian River lagoon. Here, surfers paddle beyond the break, hoping to catch a wave. The waves are a draw and threat. Just up the beach, homes perched near the edge of a 10-foot sand dune. Left exposed after a series of storms and hurricanes washed away a seawall, John Fergus says the beach is disappearing.
Right now, we don't have problems other than eroding ocean shoreline. We're blessed. We're not like South Florida where they get king tides that flood streets and all kinds of stuff like that. But it's coming.
Fergus has lived here since 1978, when he was assigned to nearby Patrick Air Force Base. Now retired, he's part of a community effort to plan for sea level rise that's projected to threaten homes and important buildings like City Hall by mid-century, a little more than a mortgage's lifetime away. Courtney Barker is Satellite Beach's city manager.
We believe that in about 40 or 50 years, you'll see there will be areas of the city with standing water. So those areas will either engineer our way out of it, like, you know, where you see Miami Beach actually raising roads, or we will retreat.
She eyes a retention pond in front of City Hall. A fountain springs from its center. The pond drains to the Indian River Lagoon and is prone to flooding when the lagoon is high. The problem is getting worse. The community was among the first in Florida to commission a study on its vulnerability to rising sea level. Barker says leaders now are considering how to make changes through building and zoning regulations. For instance, should different height restrictions apply to property owners who want to construct homes on stilts? She says there would be economic consequences if, for example, residents were to limit development on oceanfront property.
When we take a property off the tax rolls along the ocean, which is the highest taxable value property in the city, that pushes that tax burden onto the rest of the community. So people would need to understand that. The more we prevent people from building, the more people will pay for the services.
Satellite Beach is an outlier in a state where leaders have offered little guidance on the problem of sea level rise. Ken Linneman is a resident and climate change expert at the Florida Institute of Technology.
Many places are going to move forward and adapt as they can from the bottom up, whether they get support from the top down or not, whether they get federal support, whether they get state support.
Back on the beach, resident John Fergus considers the community's future.
Eventually, people in vulnerable properties are going to be in trouble. You could just say, too bad, bad luck, you're done.
But he says that would be wrong.
If you have 40 years, that's probably not the right answer.
The effort is difficult because at its heart is not only Satellite Beach's future, but also its character. Residents like their community the way it is. Fergus says it can stay that way with the right planning. In Satellite Beach, Florida, I'm Amy Green for Marketplace.